Okay, it shouldn't surprise us. That's the path of the evil man. Now, I don't know about you, but when I sin, when I fall off the path, okay, it doesn't make me happy. In fact, because I've got the Holy Spirit of God inside, I'm flat out miserable. Miserable. I mean, when I do wrong, when there's something that I know that I've done wrong, I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit eats me alive. I can't sleep. I can't even think normal thought process. It's just not right in my life until I fix it with the Holy Spirit. Not so with the evil man. It makes him happy. He can rejoice to do evil. So a good litmus test, if you will, if you want to see how you're doing, okay, here's a great test. How do I feel when I do wrong? Can I do wrong and not really feel that bad about it? If that's the case, folks, you check up on yourself. Okay, if you can sin and it not bother you, one or two things is wrong. Number one, you're either not saved or you've quenched the Holy Spirit so much in your life and you're beginning to walk down an evil path. Okay, hey, I didn't say that. God said it. That's the characteristics of the evil man. Not only that, it says that whose ways are crooked. That word crooked means false. It means distorted. They may seem like they're getting by with their evilness. Okay? And sometimes we may even wonder why God hasn't struck them dead for the way they're living. Let me say this. They're not getting away with it. Okay? In fact, Psalm 73 tells us this. Man, these are good verses for all of us to read every once in a while. Okay, let me just read them to you. Psalm 73 says, "Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches." Right? Hey, by the way, we can attest to that. There's ungodly people out there. It seems like their life's, you know, it's full of riches. It's full of fame. It's got all this. It's got all that. But notice what it says here. Verily, this is what the psalmist says. Verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against a generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. And the psalmist is telling us, look, I look around the world and it seems like all the evil, all the wicked going on, those are the people prospering. I've got problems and it doesn't seem like the blessing of God's in my life. God, what's going on here, Lord? How come those people seem to be getting away with it? And here's what he says in verse 17, Psalm 73, 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down in destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors? Now listen to me, folks. Here's the truth of the matter is this. You know what? When we look at people and we think they're getting away with things, they're not. Okay? They're not. Because you're not going to violate the word of God and get away with it. You're just not. Now, as we've said before, sometimes God allows people to live a certain way for a certain time. Let me tell you something. This life is but a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanisheth away. Okay, and people who sometimes you look at them and you think, now, God, what's going on here? They're living completely opposite from your word. They've got this. They've got that. God, I've got all these problems. Listen to me. Don't let that discourage you. Okay? And by the way, that's exactly how evil people live. Okay? Their ways are crooked. Not only that, the Bible says this, they froward in their path. All right? That means this, they're being perverse in the path they're living in. Okay? So, that is a description of the evil man. Okay? There's evil people out there, folks, and we need to be protected from that. And by the way, wisdom will protect you from that. Okay? Wisdom will protect you from that. Now, not only that do we see the evil man, but then we see the next description of a person called the strange woman. Now, the evil man is bad, okay? You don't want to have anything to do with an evil man. Well, let me say this. As bad as the evil man is, the scripture gives us twice as much warning about a strange woman as it does an evil man. Twice as much warning, okay? So if you don't want to be around the evil man, you for dead sure don't want to be around the strange woman. All right, look what it says, verse 16 through 19. Proverbs chapter 2. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God, for her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go into her return again, neither take they hold on the paths of life. Okay? Now, let me just real quick give you a description here about the strange woman. Here's the first thing it says about her. It says that she flattereth with her words. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that the first warning about the evil man and the strange woman is about the things that they say. Okay, now here's the thing. Okay, that's a warning system. It's a warning sign. If you're around somebody, if you're maybe an acquaintance or a friend with somebody, and you hear them talking in a perverse manner, your flag ought to go up. Your radar ought to go up and say, wait a minute, those aren't the type of people I want to be around. If they're speaking perversely, they're not speaking right. By the way, God gives us as a warning sign. We better take heed, okay? That word flattereth there, when it says it, flattered with her words. That word flatter means to be smooth, okay? Here's what the strange woman does. She tells people, especially men, what they want to hear because of an ulterior motive, okay? Now look, we men sometimes, we're pretty dumb, okay? We are. And sometimes we just, somebody says the right thing to us, you know, it appeals to our ego. Okay, we got to be careful. Let me tell you why. Because the devil's got strange women out there that will, on purpose, use their words to try to entice us to do things that aren't right. And if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, or you think that's a little absurd, folks, all you got to do is look within the last just few years and see the men of God, way greater than I would ever think about being, taken down by the flattery of a strange woman. There's a lot of them out there. And by the way, just not preachers, Christians. Okay, you know why? Because this is a tool of the devil. Okay, and by the way, the devil knows the fact that what works on people, so he knows this about the strange woman, and that's why she begins what she's going to do with flattery. Then it goes on to say this, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Now, isn't this interesting? Same description of the evil man as of the strange woman, who forsaketh the guide of her youth, forgetteth the covenant of her God. You know what we see? At one time, she was pointed in the right direction. She had people in her life when she was younger who taught her what was right. And instead of taking the things that she was taught and embracing the way the book of Proverbs tells for young people to do, to take them and embrace them, she instead trampled over them with her feet swift on the path of destruction. Now listen, folks. I didn't write these things. God wrote them. Okay? And this is the description he gives. I hate to see good Christian young people who were given all the opportunities that a lot of other kids didn't have, take those opportunities and just walk all over them. I hate to see that. What a shame. Let me say this. God's going to hold those of us who are brought up in Christian homes in a good church like this one more accountable than he will others who didn't have that privilege and opportunity. More accountable. I believe in my life, because the Bible principle of it, whomsoever much is given, much is required, God will hold me more accountable because he's given me more. He will. And by the way, that's true for anyone who's been given opportunities that other people haven't been given. Okay? And we see here that the strange woman forsakes those things. All right? Then it says this about the strange woman. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Now, what does this exactly mean? Well, verse 19 explains verse 18. Here's what it says. None that go unto her return again. Neither take they hold on the paths of life. That's a very interesting verse there. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold on the paths of life. That word return again, it means to return to the starting point. That phrase, take hold on the paths of life, means a well-trodden road of freshness. Here's what that verse means. When a person, a man especially, sins with a strange woman, it will cost him things that he can never get back, ever. It doesn't mean that it can't be forgiven. It simply means that you sacrifice things that God has given us, that if we mess up once, they're gone forever. And that's what the Bible says. It says that none that go into her return again, neither take they hold in the paths of life. Okay? Hey, when it says that her house inclineth unto death, her paths unto the dead, death and being dead are opposite than the paths of life. Okay? So understand the warning God's trying to give us here about the strange woman. Okay? Flattered with the words, forsaketh the guide of her youth, forgetteth the covenant of her God, house inclineth unto death, her paths unto the dead. Okay? Now look, those are some dangerous people that are out there. What's going to protect us from all that? Wisdom will protect us from those things. All right, then last of all, real quick, let's look at the promises to those who live by wisdom. Two verses, Proverbs 2, 21 and 22. Here's what it says. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Okay, now, I believe that these verses offer some very practical promises to those who live by wisdom. There's some practical promises here. There's also some prophetic promises here. Okay? If you live your life by wisdom, chances are you'll live a longer, happier, healthier life than those who chose not than those who chose to live in a foolish manner. Okay, if you choose to live your life by wisdom. Okay? Simple illustration here. Okay? Praise the Lord, I was able to be brought up in a Christian home. Because of that, at a young age, I was taught things right and began to implement Bible principles when I was young. Now, because of that, I chose not to drink alcohol. All right, it's just a simple illustration. But since I chose to not do that, my chances go way down of dying in a car accident because of alcohol or some disease caused by alcohol like cirrhosis of the liver. Now, you know what? Wisdom protects me from that because I chose to apply wisdom in that principle of my life. And look, folks, wisdom, as we're going to see next week, we'll look at this next week, it won't just protect you spiritually. Wisdom, most of the time, a lot of times, will protect you physically. If you live your life by wisdom. Because what you're doing is, when you live your life by wisdom, you're taking yourself out of the place of things that could harm you physically. Okay? And that's what it says here. It's a promise to those who live by wisdom. All right? For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressors shall be rooted out of it. It's talking about our life on earth is what it's talking about. And wisdom will protect you. Not only that, I believe there's a prophetic promise here. Okay? In a prophetic sense, let me ask you this. When will the upright and perfect dwell in the earth and the wicked and transgressors be rooted out of it? Can we say that now? I mean, can we say that, about the earth now? That only the upright, only the perfect live on the earth? Of course we can. Okay? By the way, right now, transgressors and wicked aren't rooted out of the earth. But that's a prophetic promise speaking of one of these days, the millennial reign of Christ. When it comes time for Jesus to give out the positions of ruling and reigning with him during the millennial reign, I guarantee you this, you will have wanted to live your life on earth with wisdom. When it comes time for Jesus to hand out the positions of ruling and reigning with him, you're going to want to live your life by wisdom, folks. Hey, there's a reason it pays to do right now. Okay, you know why? Because eternity's waiting for all of us. And I'm afraid, you know what? Some Christians are going to be ruling and reigning all right, but hey, if you know what they're going to be ruling and reigning over for 1,000 years? A broom and a mop. And they're going to spend their 1,000 years during the millennial reign instead of ruling and reigning and maybe in a big position, okay? The way Jesus promises that, that's a whole different teaching. I don't have time to teach it. But instead, they're going to spend their life being more of a lower position because they didn't live their life on earth the way they should have. Okay? So those are the promises to those living by wisdom. Now, I know I gave you a lot to think about. There's no way in a 40-minute Sunday school lesson I'm going to be able to really even dig too deep into Proverbs, but I'm hoping as we're teaching this, I'm whetting your appetite a little bit. I'm hoping I'm whetting your appetite for you to dig into Proverbs and for you to want to get some wisdom, all right? And Lord willing, next week we'll pick it up in chapter 3 and we'll keep going, all right? And thank you very much, and you're dismissed.